independent pizza. That. They're so good. They go really well with beer.
Yeah, and it burns the top of your mouth. I love that.
Yeah, yeah. And it's got like a cheddar and mozzarella mixture and greasy, and I'm getting hungry.
You're making me hungry again.
Yeah, so I'll stop talking.
All right. Tell us about that Italian place you went to last night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bocelli's. So Bocelli's is almost within walking distance of here, although not today. Nothing's, even my car's not within walking distance today.
No.
But it's pretty close to here. It's in South Medford, which is an old Italian neighborhood in Medford that's still got a lot of Italian people living there. It hasn't changed a whole lot. And that's where Bob's store is. You know Bob's.
Oh, I do.
Great place. And Bocelli's is, it used to be Di Pasquale's. You go into the place, and the first floor, it looks kind of like, you know, maybe a restaurant, maybe a takeout place for pizza. And then a little staircase off to the side. You go downstairs into the basement. And it's just an old school checkered tablecloth Italian restaurant. And last night, the eggplant parm was incredible. They had deep-fried zucchini blossoms, which is not really a common item. Like, the real Italian restaurants sometimes have it. And this place, they do the real Italian stuff. And, I mean, they were great. They had
deep-fried
cheese,
and breaded cheese?
Battered zucchini blossoms with cheese inside.
Oh, man.
And, they were so good. But the eggplant might have been the winner last night. And everything, though. You know, tortellini carbonara. How can you go wrong with that?
But that's the one that's like with peas and really heavy. And it's got, almost like a...
Yeah, it's got like ham or prosciutto.
Very heavy, yeah.
Very heavy cream sauce. Chicken piccata, great dish with capers. And good salad. You know, the soup was really good. It was... Oh, what kind of soup did we have? They have all different kinds of soups there. They have pasta fagioli. They got minestrone and just, you know, Italian weddings sometimes.
And how do you spell the name of this place?
It's Bocelli apostrophe S. It used to be Di Pasquale's, which was a legendary place. And this place, it gets kind of overlooked. I don't know why.
It's right around the corner here. I'm going to have to go there.
Yeah, you know, sometime when it's not 50 below zero, we should take a walk over there.
Yeah. Next 49 below zero day, we're there.
Excellent. I'm up for it.
All right.
All right. So,
are you finished now?
I'm done. I'm totally done.
All right. Well, thank you. That was great. You've made me really
hungry. We're on the hour right here. Top of the hour.
I know. Hey, it's 10 a.m. here at WMFO Medford. And time for another new noise. Great request, as I was saying before, from David Riley. Brand new collaboration between Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, that's a great combo. Great cover here. Black Coffee. WMFO Medford.
Black tea, I can't compare. Everyone said she was beautiful, even without her pen. Everyone said she was dangerous. Well, the chief of police kept the crime off the streets. Deep in his heart, we all knew he felt differently. We all knew he was an anarchist. Well, I'd like to devour you, but you probably devour
listening to the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Bravo!
WMFO, I wish it were possible to not be cold. I just don't know that that's even possible. It's 10:17 here in the morning on a very cold day. Mike along with Mark here at WMFO. How you doing, Mark?
I'm cold.
Yeah, great request there from Farmer Frank.
Great name.
Some little
Farmer
feet.
Frank.
Yeah, little
Where is
feet.
He a farmer?
Down where he lives.
Well, that helps. That narrows it down.
Well, I mean, I don't remember the exact town where he lives.
Yeah.
Maybe you can pipe up Frank.
Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
There are farms in Massachusetts.
Yeah, it's got a magic garden down there.
Nice.
Cold, cold, cold from Little Feet Sailing Shoes CD. Thank you, Frank. Todd Rundgren before that from the Anthology CD, 1968 to 1985. I was channeling Ken Shelton there. I bang the drum all day.
Captain Ken.
Yeah. The Stripes before that, my pet band, from their debut record called Snapshot back in 2014. That was Mystery Man. They're so good. Cracker, before that, speaking of really good, 1993's Kerosene Hat is stellar. What a great record that is. That was Movie Star. And started off by request from Dave Riley, Ben Hart? Sorry, Beth. Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa, the title track from their new one called Black Coffee. Great cover. Yeah. Crazy cover. Wow, I love that.
That's a great song.
Yep. All right.
Good set. Yep. Really good set.
Pretty
I love the
set.
Cracker song.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Kerosene Hat, that was a big album.
It's just
when
a great
we were
CD.
Doing college radio.
Yeah, that way you're going to say we're doing, never mind.
No. But it's funny, ominous. You played Matthew Sweet earlier, didn't you?
I did.
And I was in Ireland for about 2 weeks back in the mid-90s. You know, getting a few years after college, mm-hmm. and did a road trip to Ireland.
Finding yourself.
Yeah.
Well, you can when you get there.
Yeah, once you get there. You can't drive to Ireland.
We understand.
I mean, you could today, probably.
Gotcha.
If you had snow tires,
maybe.
Ice tires. But,
maybe.
Sort of. So for the 2 weeks in Ireland, we played two tapes, because everyone had tapes back then. And one was the Matthew Sweet tape.
Yeah.
And the other was Kerosene Hat. And we just kept playing over and over and over again. Never got tired of either one of them, really.
They're great.
Yeah.
They're great. Okay, 10:19 in the morning. We're here till 11 a.m. Are you here till 11 a.m.?
I really don't know. I might stick around a little bit more.
He might be here. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm not too sure I'm going to end up going to
hike.
The Neponset Greenway.
It'd be miserable.
Still, it's 11 degrees right now.
But it'd be miserable. Why?
Yeah, the problem is that it's on the Neponset River,
right?
Which means even though it's not a windy day, there
could
be some
wind. You're going to get cold off the water.
So I don't know what I'm going to do. I might end up doing a little hiking in the Middlesex Fells, which is deep woods, so there's no wind.
Or you could stay here and be warmed,
or I could stay
warmed
here
by the tunes.
And then maybe go to lunch later, or maybe I'll just go to sleep and wake up in a week when this is over.
There you go.
Because I just checked the forecast.
Yeah.
And it's nasty. I mean, tomorrow's going to be 15. Monday is New Year's Day. Monday's going to be 11. And then 2 days of, or 3 days of warming up to like 20.
And then next Saturday is going to be brutal.
I just checked because I'm supposed to lead, I was hoping to lead a hike next Saturday. They say that it could be a high of 7 degrees next Saturday in Boston.
Oh.
Seven.
Wow.
And then they say after that, it's finally over. I hope they mean the cold is over, not like the world is over from this cold.
I hope so. My mom is coming up that week.
Oh, a week from this week?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be back to normal, finally.
I hope so.
But this has been terrible.
Yeah, because I'm having my thyroid ripped out of my throat.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
good luck.
On the 12th.
I'm sure it'll go okay. I know people have had it done, and it's fairly
easy.
It'll
be nothing. I just like to make a big deal out of things.
So your voice will be different when you come back?
My voice might be different, yeah.
So you'll sound like Richard Nixon, maybe?
Nasty.
Oh, you could sound like, yeah.
Nasty.
You could sound like Gilbert Gottfried.
I could, yeah.
Yeah, that's not a
Who
good
knows?
Look.
No, but you know what is a good look? The Rolling Stones.
Oh, yeah.
Again.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Stones.
New stuff. New
yeah.
old stuff, huh?
New old stuff. Yeah. They have a disc called On Air Deluxe. I guess it's a bunch of live recordings from the BBC from like 1965 to 68 or some such thing. And this is very familiar. It's Can't Get No Satisfaction. And it's live. Stones. Brand new here, sort of. At WMFO. Medford.
And I tried.
dark despair. Thinking one thought only. Where is she? Tell me where. And she says to you, she don't love me. Just give her my message.
will surely flow to an end. Keep me in your heart, keep your soul on a mend. I hope you're haunted by the music of my soul. When I'm gone, please don't fly away and find you a new love. I can't face living this life alone. I can't bear to think this might be the end. But you and I both know the road is my only true friend. Another night alone, but I see you in my dreams sometimes.
Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
Yeah, Greg Allman was here at WMFO.
That was a nice little fade.
Yeah, right?
Was that Greg or Dwayne?
Greg.
Oh, yeah. Dwayne's actually neither one of them's around anymore, unfortunately.
I know, crazy. Well, that's you know, the new Greg Allman record. It was posthumously released. What a track that is, huh?
That's another one of those songs where did he know he was...
Yes.
Yeah, because it has that sense of finality.
Yeah, it's called My Only True Friend, and the record is Southern Blood. Just came out in 2017. Oh, my God. If you haven't got that record, you got to go get that
record. That song's one of the best songs he ever did.
It's absolutely incredible. I mean, the whole thing is nuts.
It really is.
As my father would say, that's nuts.
That's nuts.
Yeah. It's generational. Right, but geez, I just wanted to play that. Even though it's kind of new noise, I just wanted to play that, and I figured a feature is the fifth song in the set. Wow. Greg Allman, once again, from Southern Blood, My Only True Friend. Let me start from the beginning. We started with the Rolling Stones, new, kind of, from On Air Deluxe. There was I Can't Get No Satisfaction Live. Steve Miller Band, after that, from their self-titled record a long time ago, Shuba Da Du Ba Ba Ma Ma Ma. How do you say that?
It's all Greek to me.
Shuba Da Du Ma Ma Ma. There you go.
That works for me.
I feel like an idiot. Jeff Beck featuring Jimmy Hall from Live at the Hollywood Bowl. That was Heartful of Soul. Thank you, Mike Costa, for that request. That was awesome. Johnny Rivers had to come after that from The Greatest Hits. Johnny Rivers, a secret agent man. All right, 10:44 already. I can't believe we're out of here in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But you know who's here?
Yeah.
Kirsten is here from Something About the Women.
And yeah, she said it's not so cold out anymore.
Yeah, she tends to bend the truth a little bit.
Yeah, well, we are near the ocean, so maybe the ocean's making it warmer than anywhere else.
It's kind of near.
Yeah.
All right, so listen, since we just had some live music, I'm going to do a little bit more. This is New Noise. It is the Magpie Salute. I guess this was formed by Chris Robinson's brother.
Rich.
Rich Robinson. Is it Rich? Richard?
Yep. Rich, yeah. He's the quiet one, or the quieter one.
Yeah, so they had all sort of been in, help me out, what's the name of the band? I always want to say Counting Crows.
Black Crows.
Black Crows.
Counting Crows is the California band.
Yeah, Black Crows. This is just sort of people that used to be in Black Crows, and they got together and just loved it so much, and the story goes that they just said, we got to put something out. So they did this. It's a live album, and they're covering Pink Floyd here, brand new. And this one is called Fearless. Turn it up. It's WMFO.
if you didn't care. What happened to me? And I didn't care. For you, we would zigzag our way through the boredom and pain, occasionally glancing up through the rain, wondering which of the brothers to blame. And watching for pigs on the wing,
before I got old. California